dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show. It's a bye week for the Huskers, but not for us, Daddy. We are jam-packed, and we have to throw it all into 3 days because Thursday and Friday, in place of The Doug and Daddy Show, the state high school football finals will be right here on ESPN Radio. All six of the championship games will be here with us on ESPN Radio. And we will also be talking a lot about, well, there's so much to get to. But today we're also going to be talking to a couple state championship volleyball coaches from over the weekend. Kurt Polt from Giltner is going to join us. Karina Wick is going to join us from Ravenna in the back half of the show. And Coach Polt coming up here in about 5 minutes. It's also our final Monday with Coach Paul Merkowitz, Merck and Morris. Morris and the Lopers wrapped up last week. Coach Merkowitz and Hastings College wrapped up with a 12-7 win over Midland on Saturday. So we will catch up with the coach there. And we will also touch on the weirdness that was the ending of the Steelers-Chargers game yesterday. We already have some turkey nominations. You know, we've got Turkey of the Week. We got the Hot Topic of the Week. We're giving away Sunny Spaces. Space heater systems. We're giving away turkeys from Schroeder Smoked Food. We've got so much to talk about on the show today. But, Daddy, I told you so. 56-28 in a game that wasn't that close.
Now you're absolutely right. Nebraska, other than the picked-off pass, which they wish Joe Gans wishes he had back to get things going for the Huskers, they just rolled up a team that apparently is absolutely just discombobulated and quit on their coach, and it's going to be I don't expect them to win against Iowa State in that last one. Nebraska playing awfully well. The offensive line, early in the year, that was supposed to be the strength of this team. Well, it is becoming a strength of this team. Joe Gans getting time to throw back there, and anytime you let him sit back there for 4, 5, 6 seconds, he finds those people crossing the field, and they get him, and he's able to hit them down the field. I'm just really impressed where Nebraska's at. And Coach Pelini is one of those coaches where I don't see the highs and lows that you do with a lot of other programs. It's very mainstream. It's right middle of the road, right where you want to have it week in, week out. And a great win, obviously. Now you've set your sights on a home game with Colorado, which the Huskers will be favored in. And you got to think that two teams kind of going in opposite directions. Colorado and their offense hasn't really been able to get on track at all this season. Nebraska finally starting to play well and doing it with a lot of different players, especially in the linebacking core. Great game. Great game, other than special teams and the kickoff returns, I would say that.
And we will try and hear some from Bo Pelini here on the Doug and Daddy Show as well today, as we touch on the Huskers a little bit more. No press conference tomorrow with no games, so no press conference tomorrow. We'll have more time to talk. There are some special guests coming up later on in the week as well. Stu Pospisil joins us tomorrow. Bob Jensen joins us with our final Huskerland prep preview on Wednesday. Mark Bauer going to talk UNK Wrestling as they head to UNO. That's coming up Wednesday. We'll also be doing NFL picks a little earlier this week. Johnny Casino's Pigskin Picks a little earlier this week. So get that all ready. It is going to be a full week. But, Daddy, you surprised at the performance of Joe Gans overall, 270 through the air, and then he ran for 97 in the ball game.
But, Doug, the throwing, the yardage, I think that's the yard after catch a lot of plays with Joe, because, you know, he's not throwing 50, 60 yards down the field. It's not post patterns and flag patterns. These are routes hit underneath. People, you know, a lot of times Joe's moving out of the pocket. A lot of times, you know, he's trying to find these receivers and, you know, you get tight ends. Mike McNeil, you know, you got so many different receivers able to catch balls, out of the backfield. And, you know, when you're able to spread it around, I think that's impressive too. You've got the two seniors, Nate Swift and Todd Peterson. They just continually step up and make good plays. But Mike McNeil's starting to be one of those sneaky guys that somehow finds a way to get open. And I think he's going to be a player, and I think he's going to be a good player as the Huskers continue to develop.
So the Huskers are 7-4. The seven wins, well, good. Got them when we needed them, and now another team that will be X-ing us as they're circling us as their bowl game when Colorado comes to Lincoln a week from Friday. So should be very interesting, and we'll hear more from the coach in just a little bit. But as we said, so much to get to, so much to talk about today. Let's start off a little bit of celebration with what was a great weekend of a high school volleyball. We had a ton of teams down there. Obviously, they couldn't all win state championships. But, Daddy, one of the most impressive, your alma mater, the Bertrand Vikings, coming from the number 8 seed all the way to the state final.
Yeah, you know what? Congratulations to Lisa Mason and making a run. You hadn't been at state. It's not like you'd had a taste of it before. No, the kids go down there and pick up two wins, and congratulations to them. But Giltner, much the best team in this class, and I think they showed that in the final game. Never really gave Bertrand a chance, and I'm pissed about it, to be real honest with you.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, Daddy. Here's the deal. Bertrand, wow, you may have just scared off our next guest, I'll tell you that. And that is the head volleyball coach of the state champion Giltner Hornets, Kurt Polt, who, may I say, GQ-esque on the sidelines Saturday. Kurt, congratulations to you and the ladies.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Big win for your ball club. And one of the side stories, Tony, I don't know if you knew this, Coach Mason
was from Giltner.
From Giltner, played on their first state tournament team that was a runner-up in 1982. And so, you know, that was an interesting twist there. But that had no play in this one because Giltner went out and swept the match. And, Coach, just your thoughts on your overall performance this weekend and Saturday in particular.
Well, I guess to be honest, I couldn't be more proud of the girls. Kind of like you said with Coach Mason, we hadn't had a lot of experience down there any time here recently either. We hadn't been down there in 9 years. There's a lot of hype that goes along with it. You know, there's a lot of distractions that goes along with the state tournament. And the girls did a great job of just taking it all in, enjoying the moment. But, you know, when it was time to be focused, they were focused on the match. And they were ready to play in all three games that we played, and I think that's a real credit to our girls.
Kurt, heading to Lincoln and looking around throughout the, you know, whether it be your bracket, did you feel you had the best team down there?
Well, I don't know if we knew we had the best team going down there. I knew we had a shot. I thought we had the chance to play as one of the best teams down there. And then when the first session scores kept coming back, when the number one seed got knocked off and the defending state champion got knocked off, it seemed like it really opened it up, and then the tournament was up for grabs.
Talking with Kurt Polt, the head volleyball coach of the Giltner Hornets. Kurt, Anastasia Ott, probably the girl that everybody would know a little bit about that's seen Giltner at all. Good team effort, but she led you all season, and she led you again on Saturday.
She sure did. We are really going to miss her to graduation. I'm glad we got to play as long as we did with her. She started for me right out of the blocks as a freshman. She'd never missed a game for us in her entire high school career, which says a lot about Station and herself. She's definitely a team leader, both on the court and off. She practices really hard. She does a nice job of rallying the girls. And when she comes into the front row and we need a kill, you know, the girls know where the ball's going to go.
Kurt, I've got to ask you, heading into that championship match, did you make it a point and say, ladies, if we go out there and pounce on this team, you really never look back? Was the first 8 or 10 points the key to this, setting the tone for that championship game?
I would believe so, but it isn't just something that we said before that game. It's something that we said all year round. We want to be the more aggressive team. Momentum is such a huge, huge part of volleyball. And if you can get that momentum on your side, a lot of times things just start working your way.
Kurt, you did drop one there to Exeter Milligan towards the end of the season, and you got another chance at him in the district final. Take us back to that. What was different from match the first time to when you played him there? I know it was the third time you played him this year, but what happened when they got you, and what did you turn around to get them in the districts?
You know, I don't really have any good answers for that game when we played him in the conference tournament. Exeter Milligan was the best team that night by far. And not to take anything away from them, we just did not play very good volleyball that game. And we took the girls to the side and just said, you know, we need to pick it up and practice a little bit, and we need to carry how we practice over into our games. And, again, this is a credit to our girls as we swept every game but one en route to a state championship, and the only set that we lost was to Sandhills in the semifinals. So they regrouped very well. They obviously did not like the taste of defeat very well and decided that they were going to pick it up a little bit, so another credit to our girls. But then to have them come in, that same team in the district final, I think that was a little bit of a motivation for us. It made a little bit of a revenge match or a grudge match. I mean, the girls were determined that they were not going to lose that game.
Kurt, obviously the state volleyball tournament went to the three-day format this year. Do you think that helped in any way or hurt you? Did you like it or not?
Well, I've never had the two-day to compare to, but I was really happy with the three-day format. I think you wouldn't ask any other sport to play two games in one day at the state tournament, and I don't think you should ask a volleyball team to do that either. We've seen in the past where a lot of games have run late and push teams into that afternoon session, then have to turn around and play right away in the evening session. And I don't think you get your best volleyball that way. You get some tired girls, and I think you play your best volleyball in the format that we have now.
Well, here's a team that went 31-2, and in those 33 matches, only dropped 9 games all season long, and making their first trip back to state since '99. And Kurt, I'm sure it's nice to get the legacy going again. Giltner built under Bill Root, and all those state tournament appearances and finals. I'm sure everybody in town is happy to be back on top.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. The community has really accepted everything, and they've really embraced it. And yeah, it is a lot of fun. That's all you can keep telling everybody is, you know, it doesn't happen as much as people would like to think. And so when you get the opportunity, you just got to just sit back and take it all in and enjoy it. And right now, that's exactly what we're doing.
Kurt, is it true that Jerry Robershaw hurt a shoulder doing a cartwheel in celebration?
I'm not commenting there. I have no information on that.
Well, Kurt, enjoy the moment, the week, and the season as you are the state champions in a Class D1. And thanks for giving us some time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show.
No problem. I thank you very much for the time.
You bet. Kurt Polt, head coach, Giltner Hornets, state champions in Class D1.
Just wish you could have done it against somebody else.
Well,
you know what?
No, you're not. Because Invertrans wouldn't have been in the finals. Are you crazy?
As I said,
that's a heck of a lot better than have to play that third place game.
You know, they were the better team. I don't even know what, you know, I congratulate Bertrand on a wonderful season and making it to state finals, but Doug, I got a thing in watching that. Boy, they took Bertrand, they never gave him a chance to breathe.
Yeah, they got on him early, got on him big each game early, and I think Bertrand was, unfortunately, nerves always play a part. Now, whether if you're a newer team down there and haven't been in the atmosphere before, it's even worse. And Bertrand, I'm sure they were nervous Thursday, but I think they were real nervous on Saturday. And once they kind of took care of that late in game one, I mean, it was already too late to catch up, but they did make a move and played a little bit better. But Giltner always went on big runs to put it away, and they just had a little bit more power. They had a lot more power on Saturday, but Bertrand didn't play as well Saturday as they did Thursday and Friday. And so, you know what? They are state runners-up, and they made a heck of a run of the postseason. And I know it's your alma mater, but I'm just glad that they have another trophy to put yours a little farther towards the back of the bus, buddy.
It's already a long ways back. And, I once again, congratulations, Lisa. I don't think, you know, coming in as an 8 seed, I think it doesn't matter what class you are. I think a lot of people just shake your head and go, you're the 8 seed, Adam State. You're not going to win. Adam State. You could usually that 8 seed comes in. Hey, all the momentum. Let's get it. You know, they're all fired up. All of a sudden, the second day comes. Debbie Downer comes to town. Well, Bertrand didn't do that. They make a run into Saturday, and congratulations, great run. Unfortunately, you're going home with a smaller trophy.
You mentioned a UNK volleyball. What a shock on Friday, the way this RMAC tournament went down. And a Regis comes through and wins it for the first time in 10 years. The Lopers, you know, they hurt themselves, but also, you know, I don't get what NCAA Division II selection committees are just continuing to be a joke. But there's a format, follow it. Don't just pick names out of a hat. But UNK hurt themselves. They will be the number 4 seed.
That's exactly what you said yesterday morning.
Yeah, they're the number 4 seed, but the problem is the teams that went ahead of them, I mean, they didn't, even though they lost, they actually didn't deserve to slide down, and they will play at 5 o'clock coming up on Tuesday or Thursday. In the first round of the NCAA tournament, they will take on Augustana, who's 23-10 and the fifth seed. I know. Concordia St. Paul, number 1 in the country, defending national champion. Regis got in, so they're going to get to play. Metro also got in. A surprise there because a lot of people thought only two teams out of the RMAC would get in, but they did. And Wayne State is in as well. So Thursday, hosted by Concordia St. Paul, Minnesota Duluth will play Wayne State at noon. Minnesota State will play Metro State at 2:30. UNK and Augustana at 5. Concordia St. Paul against Regis at 7:30. The big thing here is, Tony, is you can kind of get into a little bit more of a rhythm the longer you play, and the Lopers wanted to be either the 2 or the 3 seed, hoping that they get to the finals to take on Concordia St. Paul. Now they're the 4 seed, and we'll have to play them in the semifinals unless Regis pulls off another a huge upset in that first round.
Is this regional always played to the number one? I mean, is this was set when they got the number one seed. If they put the bid in for it, they got it.
Right.
And so, they didn't have to do it on their home floor. I guess you got any motivation, you can say, hey, we're not near as big underdogs as Adamawa State was coming to our place, you know, when you look at that second round matchup.
More volleyball coming up in the last segment of the show. Karina Wick going to talk Ravenna State Championship volleyball. Paul Merkowitz coming up in our next segment to talk Hastings College football. The Hastings College soccer teams have both advanced on to the NAIA National Tournament. The men will host Hannibal LaGrange College out of Missouri.
Really?
Yeah. And the women are going to go to Graceland.
Good.
Not Tennessee, though.
Oh.
Iowa.
Oh, really?
Just Tennessee, no. It's Iowa.
Didn't realize it wasn't Iowa.
No, it's great. It's Iowa. Let's get to the Dent Popper inbox here before we go to a break. Got a whole bunch of stuff here. Let's start with Fast Willie. We've been chimed in already by two Steeler fans. Fast Willie says, and the nominee for Turkey of the Week is Scott Green, the ref in the Steelers-Chargers game who has done more to send people to Gamblers Anonymous than anyone else in the history of the world. When can I pick up my turkey? Fast Willie. Put her in the pile, Derek. How are you doing, Derek?
Pretty good.
First Sunday in a long time your Bills haven't lost.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's right. They play tonight.
Yeah, they can get the loss tonight.
Number 2 fan chimes in.
What's that punk? He hit all day yesterday. Now he emerges from the weeds?
I know. He's a...
What a scumbag.
He's a whiner. I guess screwing the Steelers all game on penalties wasn't enough. They had to deny them a cover as well. Nice mafia job. Learn the rules, jackass. I'll send my bookie your way to collect. Disgruntled but happy with a win. Number 2 fan.
Just so strange.
Oh, man. Can you imagine... You should have got Mike on again from Mandalay Bay first thing this morning to see what it was like in the sports books when that went on. And now the thing is, they admitted they screwed up. It should have been a touchdown. It should have been a touchdown, but it was not. And the first 11-10 final in the National Football League's history of 12,873 football games.
Doug, did you know that if you make an illegal forward pass, it kills a play right there. It's over. If you know that it's a forward pass, the whistle might as well be blown and the ball is dead right there. I did not know that.
Sure.
That's the rule.
Sure I did. Hey, winter sports is right around the corner. With all that's left is state football finals. That means a lot of the athletes are already preparing for basketball, wrestling, or whatever the sport is you are competing in this winter. And Misco Sports has everything you need. The shoes, the practice shorts, the jerseys. You come out of the locker room, you throw on a hat from one of your favorite teams. They've got them as well. And a great selection of Columbia coats in stock, which is now 25% off every single one. Reebok shoes, $10 off every pair in the store. And while you're outside, Make sure you're warm. The latest hooded sweatshirts and knit caps from the Huskers, the Lopers, and your favorite college and NFL teams. Great selection of hoodies and caps from Nike and Adidas as well. See them before the games begin. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. It's Monday with head coach Paul Merkowitz of Hastings College right after this.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
Gee, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
First Bank and Trust.
You're the reason we do what we do. Everything we are begins with you.
First Bank and Trust.
You can count on us.
You're the one we're working for. Come on over, you get more. We are here for you. First Bank and Trust.
You can count on us.
First Bank and Trust.
First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Here's a story big business didn't want you to know. It's about the ViewCube satellite receiver, compatible with DirecTV or the Dish Network. Manufacturers love it. When truck stops, sell it for $1,299 or more. But here's the part they don't want you to hear. Rich & Sons Camper Sales of Grand Island sells it for only $699. Anything less and, you don't want to know what might happen. The ViewCube takes portable satellite viewing to the next level. See Rich & Sons soon for the ViewCube. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Rich & Sons ad to see the ViewCube. At $699, they won't last long.
Tonight, it's a Lake Erie showdown when the Buffalo Bills host the Cleveland Browns. Hi, everybody. I'm Marv Albert of Westwood One. Join Boomer Esiason and me from Ralph Wilson Stadium in Buffalo for all the action. Can the Bills stop Brady Quinn and the rejuvenated Browns attack? Or can Buffalo regain its early season form? Tune in to find out. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
It's the Bills and Browns tonight. Kickoff at 7:30 on ESPN Radio.
When the weather forecasters say partly cloudy and you have to blow 10 inches of that stuff out of the driveway, you might want to click on ESPNSuperstation.com to find out what other plans have been changed. Click the Weather Threat button, brought to you by Fidelity Heating and Air of Kearney. Remember, even when the weather stops you, nothing stops a train.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area today with some partial sun possible in spots as well. We also could still see some flurries or sprinkles early with a high of around 44. North winds will stay at 5 to 10. For tonight, we'll stay partly to mostly cloudy with a low near 27. I'm weather eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I want to thank Dame and Dave for coming in and co-hosting on Friday. They're going to get a new signee, Chandler Cluthy from Kearney High, going to sign this week to play baseball at UNK, so congratulations to him. Speaking of UNK, the men and women tip off their season at home tonight against you. And we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of reserve tickets to tonight's UNK-UNO doubleheader coming up in just a couple of moments. So keep it here. Remember, 1-888-455-3776, 1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number. But, you know, when we're talking numbers, we're not just talking phone numbers, Tony.
No, we're talking putting profitability and those numbers in your pocketbook. And we do that with Dyna-Grow because they've quietly become one of the top 10 seed companies in North America. Their focus is and will continue.
I don't know how quiet it is, Tony. Were you at Husker Harvest Days?
It wasn't
quiet. They were just, everybody was there. Drums, it was loud. Cymbals. Everybody was fired up about all the great year they had. It's unbelievable.
Where's the phone at? I need to call 1-800-652-9298 because that's the number they put you in touch with, say, I don't know, Aaron Foster, Amanda in the Holdridge area, Charlie Shoemaker, if you're in the Lexington, the Broken Bow area. These people can fit the corn that you need in your specific farming operation. It varies with soil types and whatnot, but they know it, Dyna-Grow. 1-800-652-9298. They want to thank you for your business in 08 and look forward to a continued relationship in 09. Call your local Dyna-Grow seeds dealer today.
and finishing up the season with a record of 7 wins and 4 losses and getting the job done with some field goals and a late touchdown. Hastings College finishes the year with a 12-7 win over Midland Lutheran. And we are pleased to be joined again today by Hastings head football coach Paul Markowitz, brought to you every Monday by Rich & Sons Camper Sales in Grand Island. And, Coach, congratulations finishing the season out the right way, 3-game winning streak and 7-over-4.
Yeah, it sounds good. Every time I hear it, it sounds better. I'm really, really pleased with the way we finished out the season. I think, you know, obviously you have goals at the beginning of the year, and we didn't meet those exactly the way we wanted to, but our kids played really, really hard all year long, and you know, we have a plan. It's taken us some time, but I think we're going in the right direction.
Coach, I think you got to be simply proud to finish out the way you did, because really there was nothing left for you at the end. You knew that coming down the stretch here.
Yes, and you know, to go the last month of the season and go 3-0 with really outside of pride and character, nothing really to play for, and the way we played, and you know, I think two of the three games, actually I think all three games, we were down in the games and came back to win them, and just fought as a team. And you know, I think you see a lot of teams at the end of the season really cash it in, and our guys didn't. They practiced hard every day, and it really paid off in each of our games.
Well, your defense, pretty much the story again here, and was probably at its best in the fourth quarter.
Yes, and in all three of the games it really has been, but they were just dynamite. We took a chance with the second half, decision. We kicked into the wind thinking that we were going to need to be able to throw the ball and maybe need a late field goal to win it. And the flip side of it that worked out was when in the fourth quarter when they were punting into the wind and struggled with that a little bit. And so we were able to get a short field on a couple of occasions, got some big plays, and when we really needed to, was able to run the football. But our defense has been dynamite all year. You know, when we brought Coach Harper over here and Coach Wilrick and Coach Schwartz and Druber and those guys and said, hey, we want to put together a defense that we can count on. It's taken us some time, but our guys have really, really responded, and I'm excited about what returns on our defense and the direction that it can go next year.
Doug, I'm going to follow up on that by saying 2 out of 16 for Midland Lutheran on third downs, getting them off the field.
Mm-hmm.
2 of 16, that's amazing.
And I don't know where they were, guys, nationally ranked, but it was in the top 10 in the red zone, and we stuffed them in the red zone 3 times. And our kids were just all on the same page, and we made a mistake. I made a mistake and got a little greedy in the second quarter, and we threw an interception late after our defense had held them, and they went down and scored. And that was really the only tough time that our defense was really with their backs against the wall. But our guys really did a nice job.
So when the head coach makes a mistake, do you chew your own ass, or how does that work out?
No, I blame it on somebody else. I think it was your fault, actually, now that I got you here.
Well, I'll take the blame. You know what? It all worked out in the end. That wraps up the season, 7-4. I'm curious because I don't think it did, but the one bugaboo that we talked about when it happened that was going to hang with you was the loss to Briarcliff. But 8-3 probably still wasn't going to get you in the playoffs, was it?
I don't think so. I think it's going to have to be at the minimum a 9-2. I think, you know, Northwestern had got knocked out at 7-3, and you know, it's a credit to our league, guys. There's 12 teams in our league, and six teams have 7 wins or better. So it kind of gives you an idea how tough it is to play in this league, and you know, for us to be at 7-4, obviously we're very proud of where we're at. But I think it was, you know, yesterday I was at the all conference meetings, and you get a good reminder that it's still about winning and getting back to the postseason, and we're just as hungry as we were at the beginning of the season to get back there, and I think we're going to try and do the things we need to do that.
Well, Coach, with the season behind you, let's talk about the officiating. Was it good?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Overall, just give me your assessment.
I don't know. It's tough. To be honest with you, answer your question honestly. The difficult thing with some of the officiating is not the holding calls and some of the things like that. It's just the simple maintenance of the game, spotting the ball correctly and doing some things like that. That's a difficult thing. But it's part of the game and things that you have to deal with and adversity, and you just kind of go from there.
Got any insight on the all conference selections for us?
I can't.
Ah.
They're dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's. We were well represented, I know that, and I was proud of what we were able to get accomplished and that. There's some good defensive players. We had to go through and pick the top 5 out of 35 linebackers, man. It was a long meeting, but I think, you know, we were pretty well represented.
in general, Coach, now that you'll have some seniors moving on, where are the spots that you're going to have to address in the offseason, getting kids ready for next year and in recruiting?
Yeah, and we do have some young players that we really need to step up, but I think the biggest area is probably, just like anybody else you're going to talk to, is going to be in the offensive line. I mean, we graduate a tight end, okay, I'll let it out, a first-team all-conference tight end, a second-team all-conference tackle, you know, and you got a senior at center that you lose. And so those are some areas that we're concerned with and we're looking at, but I think we still need to get better putting some points on the board offensively. Our defense is a lot better, but offensively we still consistently need to be able to put points on the board and do those types of things. So overall, we'll take a look at, you know, the things that we need and try to just plug those holes.
Coach, we appreciate the time. As always, you're always first class. There were four times, I'm sure, this year you didn't want to talk to us.
Hey, guys, I was thinking, seriously now, you know, because we've been doing this a couple of years, and we don't spend a lot of time off the show, and I've got about 6 or 7 hours worth of leave raking and mowing that I got to get done this afternoon. If you guys want to come to Hastings, I mean, I think it would be a great opportunity for us to bond a little.
See, there you go. In the preseason, they get the team together,
right,
and things like that. You know what?
Three of us, maybe?
I will make sure at least half of the duo is there sometime in the next couple of days.
Okay, you got my number. Just give me a call. We'll get it set up and get it going.
Well, Tony should be able to pull it right along, buddy. Hey, Paul, great season. We look forward to continue to chat with you. And who's the new volleyball coach?
I can't do that either. I gave you as much as I could.
Tried to slide right through there. He's always on top of his game. Paul, as always, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Paul Berkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College, brought to you, as always, by Rich & Sons Camper Sales. Folks, we're not kidding. You can't get the View Cube any cheaper, and it's the View. I mean, there's only one. It's the View Cube. They got it for $6.99 at Rich & Sons Camper Sales. Also, with their blowout sale, you can save money on refrigerators and air conditioners as you get to up and going, and we're going to have some nice weather the next couple days. Why not stop by Rich & Sons and get your RV ready for 2009. Rich & Sons Camper Sales in Grand Island. A good finish for Hastings College. It could have finished one touchdown or one field goal short, but they got the win, and onward they move into the offseason.
Well, you got to think, how much better, you know, the 7-4 sounds than the 6-5. It just sounds remarkably better, and they do. I think when you asked that question about what do you need to continue to do, and he said, we got to get more offense. And I think that's one thing with Hastings that everybody agrees with. You know, 12 points in this league, you know, against Midland may work, but against those upper tier teams, it's not going to work. You got to put points on the board.
Speaking of winners, let's go to Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. I cannot be held accountable for any of my selections unless I won. How'd I do, Derek?
Yeah, you didn't win.
Oh, see.
You beat the caller.
All right, stupid Navy. Yeah, they tried, though.
Actually, we had a in-studio guest, Damon Day, who took it all this week.
No. Let's 7-second delay. Edit. Okay.
All right, I'll toss Damon's out here. He went 6-4, by the way.
God, and that won it.
I went 6-4 as well, just to let you guys know I beat both of you today. I'd like to let that sink in for a second.
That's got
to
be good mojo for tonight.
All right. 6-4. Doug, you went 5-5. Daddy, 5-5. The caller, 5-5. But out of all of those 5-5s, Doug was the closest with 77 on the tiebreaker. Tony, you had 75. The caller had 72. So Brett from Kearney finishes in dead last place.
Beat it, nerd.
There you go. Wow. Oh, man. We picked Michigan. That was a mistake. Maryland won. I knew after I picked these I should have took Oregon State. Kansas hung with Texas for two and a half quarters, then turned it over. And wow, nice job, Florida State.
Every single one of us took Michigan to beat Northwestern and North Carolina to beat Maryland, and we were all wrong.
Wow. Yikes. That's crazy. Well, hey, Damon Day, a winner. You want to be a winner? You want to go to UNK basketball tonight? They take on UNO. Tomorrow, the women play Concordia and the men play Hastings, also at the Health and Sports Center. But how about we give you a chance to win a set of reserve tickets for tonight's doubleheader. Reserve tickets for tonight's doubleheader. Tony, should we make it easy or should we make it hard?
You know what? Let's ease up on them. They've really had a tough time with our trivia lately.
Okay. All right, here we go. You got trivia? Because I only had a hard question. You want to go? What do you think?
I don't have a softball, I guess.
You don't have a softball? Okay. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. UNK playing UNO. Women at 6, men at 8. what's the mascot at UNO? Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
Up the new NFL Mobile Live from Sprint with a great phone like the Moto Razr VE20 and get live NFL Network games, radio coverage, red zone alerts, and more. The VE20's got a large display with quick touch controls, so you get the NFL right now, wherever and however you want it. Download NFL Mobile Live on Sprint phones like the new Moto Razr VE20 for free at Sprint.com/NFL or text NFL to 7777. Standard text and data rates apply. 3 cents per kilobyte charge applies without a data plan. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select phones. Other restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. This is Keith Jackson for FreeCreditReport.com. In the grand old game of life, your credit score could cost you or save you a lot of money. That's why it's so important to check your credit at FreeCreditReport.com. Log on to FreeCreditReport.com, and faster than you can say, "Whoa, Nelly," you'll see your credit score and credit report online. You can even print it out if you want to. Stay on top of your credit at FreeCreditReport.com.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
The foundation of a sound marketing plan begins with an estimated cost of production. In recent weeks, AgWest Commodities has helped dozens of Western Corn Belt producers determine per bushel breakevens for 2009. Let us assist you in determining your next year's cost of production. Give us a call, 866-WE-HEDGE, or email your request through our website, goagwest.com.
You gotta go agwest.com. Go AgWest.
Count down from 2 minutes. Can you do it? If you're a surgeon, you can't be afraid of blood. If you're a quarterback or a head coach, you've got to be able to run the 2 minute offense.
Colin Cowherd, 9 to 11 weekdays, right before Doug and Daddy on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area today with some partial sun possible in spots as well. We also could still see some flurries or sprinkles early with a high of around 44. North winds will stay at 5 to 10. For tonight, we'll stay partly to mostly cloudy with a low near 27. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12.
No.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
NFL killing me on Sundays, by the way. Killing. Winner. Winner chicken dinner, UNO Mavericks. Who's our winner with two reserved tickets to tonight's Mavericks Lopers basketball women at 6:08?
Derek from Grand Island knew it was the horses of UNO.
Mavericks, come on. It's the Mavericks. Joe Gans, the Big 12, Offensive Player of the Week, Tony. Joe Palachik, Baylor, Defensive Player of the Week. Brandon Banks, K-State, the Special Teams Player of the Week. I guess they felt sorry for the teams that weren't getting any love and went Nebraska. So Ndamukong Suh, Defensive Player last week. Joe Gans, Offensive Player this week. Don't forget, fire us your emails for Turkey of the Week or give us a call or an email on the Hot Topic of the Week. We can make you a winner. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper Inbox, Dent Popper, home of the Arma lining. See him today for your free estimate.
Doug, and I want to reiterate something. These space heaters we're giving away, people, it's not a $10 or $20 item. These are very nice. Chime in your Hot Topic any day this week. They are a very, very quality item.
And we want to remind you, it's a short week with the state football playoffs. So Wednesday will be, you want to tune in Wednesday because we're giving stuff away. We are giving stuff away Wednesday. Space heaters, turkeys, Johnny Casino's gift cards. It's all right here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug, obviously we're going to talk some high school volleyball in just a minute, but I think the high school football is down to the finals. We have not talked about McCook getting upset by Aurora.
The fourth best team in the Midwest? That team?
And by the way, I'm not the one that wrote it was the fourth best team. So when I go on the street and you people attack me, you're so stupid. I can't believe you said. I'm not the one saying it. It's in the U.S. freaking A today.
That's too bad for McCook, but congratulations to Aurora. Now focus, Huskies. We got one more game, all right? One more game in Huskyland against Beatrice for the state title. That'll be the final championship here on ESPN Radio Saturday night at 7 o'clock.
A little interesting note out of Blue Hill. The quarterback threw the ball.
Oh, no.
Completed some passes. They got all crazy down there and threw the ball. 5 for 5. 3 touchdowns. That is excellent. And Blue Hill, I say Blue Hill gets their first state title this week.
What? 7-second delay. Why? You did it to UNK Friday. Now you're doing it to Blue Hill. You shut your mouth. You shut up. We're not even having Coach Porter on this week because of that. We had him on last week, and things went well. But you shut up.
How about Kent Ropers? We get to talk to him?
We might arrange Kent Ropers. Axtell, congratulations, Cats. They're going to their second state championship game and playing Howells. Unfortunately, Howells is going to be a big favorite in this. But you know what? They're a 9 seed. Axtell has beaten everybody they weren't supposed to already, so why not one more? And that is Thursday night at 7 o'clock. We'll remind you that every championship game is here on ESPN Radio, but the Axtell game against Howells will also be on Power 99 FM, and the Blue Hill game against Archbishop Bergen will also be on The Breeze 94.5 FM. 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. And we welcome to the program right now the head volleyball coach of the state champion, Ravenna Lady Jays, Karina Witt. Coach, congratulations. Good morning.
Hi, Doug. Good morning to you, too, and thank you very much.
Well, has the pandemonium in Ravenna simmered down? Because it never usually does, and that's not even when there's a state championship to be celebrated.
I don't know. We had a nice welcoming home yesterday afternoon, and the community and fans, parents, everybody lined the streets and brought us into town, and it was wonderful. The girls were so, I don't know if they're probably still flying high. I have not talked to them yet today, so I'm sure they are.
Karina, can you talk about maybe some of the resiliency you showed? You look like you're cruising along, and then that third set, boy, they kind of come at you, and all of a sudden, uh-oh. But you're able to take care of business then in the fourth.
Yeah, you know, especially the championship game, the last game, I never really felt like we lost control of that game. Even in the third set, we were kind of like, uh-oh. But it all came down to the mistakes that we were making. We made way too many service errors and just simple errors like hitting the ball out of bounds and just little things like that. I knew, you know, just get a hold of those mistakes and eliminate those mistakes. I knew we would be right back in the fourth set.
Karina Wake, the head volleyball coach, is joining us here from Ravenna, the state champions. And, Coach, I've talked about this and we've talked about this on the show so many times in the past that in championship games, your studs have to step up and do their job, and Irvine and Pernicek did that. But usually the determining factor is when your 3, 4, 5 players come up and have a great game. And Liz Tonnages was one of those that did that in the championship.
Yes, she did. She certainly stepped it up. I kind of told her, I'm like, you know, if I had to give an MVP for the state championship game, she would definitely be one up for the running because I was just so proud of all of them and the way they stepped up. And Liz really did step it up, and offensively and defensively with her blocking, and her serving was just amazing. And, you know, there's no better time to step it up when you're a senior in your last game.
Karina, you guys play a brutal schedule all year long, and you don't have to do that in C2. You could drop down, play some D1 teams in C2,
no.
But that had to prepare you for this last weekend.
Oh, by far, most definitely. I hats off to our administration for getting us our schedule that we have, because, yeah, it definitely prepared us for the end. And our conference, I mean, to me, our conference is one of the best conferences in the state. And with most of our teams being C1, it definitely prepared us. And, you know, and I know they set up the paper too, but all of our losses during regular season came to state qualifying teams. And being able to play those caliber of teams definitely prepare us for the postseason.
Doesn't hurt the wild card points either, does it?
No, it doesn't. You know, even though we had 7 losses, we're still up there with the wild card.
Karina, I asked Kurt Polt this from Giltner. The 3-day format, is that something you're still in favor of after this weekend?
Most definitely. We talked about that kind of in the vans throughout our stay down there, and my girls were really for that, and they just said it's nice time to have time to recuperate and get ready for that next game. We had time to relax, too, and prepare for the next game by scouting the other teams and by practicing, and I really thought it was a good change.
Karina Wick, the head volleyball coach of Ravenna, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I have to ask you, this team had a lot of expectations put on it when you had a bunch of these girls starting or at least contributing as freshmen, and things didn't quite pan out. I know you had you were put at the top last year and tried to figure out some things, and then you were put at the top again this year and struggled maybe a little bit earlier on. Did you ever sense that this team finally shed the pressure that was put on them?
I don't know. I think the pressure that they was put on them, I think they've always known it's been there. I think they just got to the point that they just knew they had to play ball. And as long as they could play ball and they could step up and, in midway, I wouldn't even say it was midway, probably beginning that Holdridge tournament, when we played that Holdridge tournament, that was a huge confidence builder for these girls. And I think that is exactly what they needed to get them headed in the right direction for our season. And, we've kind of been in timeouts and before games and stuff. I've always told them, play your level, play with confidence, and most of all, just have fun. And that's exactly what I told them at the state tournament too. And that's exactly what they did.
So you're sitting on the bench there. You're getting ready to win your first state championship, and it wasn't a nail biter there in the fourth set. You were up 24-11. As you got closer to the state championship, kind of what was going through your mind?
Oh, yeah. When we got to 23 or 4, and I had took everything I could to keep my composure on that bench because I was just so excited and so just proud of those girls, and I just couldn't wait for them to start celebrating and tears start running and everything else. So, yeah, it was hard, but I kept my composure until that 25th point because I knew Cambridge had the ability to come back. But being up that much, I was like, okay, girls, that's all we need is one point.
Karina, congratulations on a wonderful, wonderful season, a great run for you and the girls, and the first ever state volleyball title for Ravenna.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That means a lot. It means a lot to our players and our fans. And I'd like to thank you guys, too, for all your support and covering our games. And I'd also like to thank, I'm just going to get on my little podium here and thank some people here. Thank our parents and our fans and our community for all their support. And most of all, give a huge thanks to my family, for my husband and my two daughters for their support and putting up with me through this season. And my assistant coaches, I couldn't have done it without them either.
Well, Karina, enjoy it, and we will see you again when basketball season rolls around over there at Ravenna. Congratulations once again.
Okay, thank you very much.
Take care. That's Ravenna head volleyball coach Karina Wick, state champions in Class C2. Also, congratulations, Central Catholic, as a state runner-up. Bertrand was a state runner-up. Grand Island Northwest was a state runner-up. So it was a pretty eventful Saturday there in the NU Coliseum.
And congratulations to the teams that got, third and fourth, we don't care.
Really?
Yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there. Enjoy those ribbons. What are they, white or green?
Because that's let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox here. This comes from what do we got here? Jamie, who says they are celebrating their first state championship in football. Wants to give a shout out to Greeley Wallback as they brought up the championship, and says that they will remember the Titans, which is the name of Greeley Wallback now. So congratulations, and hey, just want to throw that out again. That was a pretty exciting six-man football game, at least from the Greeley Wallback standpoint.
Points.
Yeah, you like that? You like that? What I want to do right now is I want to give away 5 registrations to the Rocky Mountain Mile High Getaway from Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio, and, of course, our friends at Cunningham's, where it's Monday Night Football. And Monday Night Football means you can order a Coors Light or a Miller Lite and get one registration. You can get 5 registrations here on the Doug and Daddy Show to the December 7th game as Kansas City takes on Denver. You get 4 tickets, hotel, spending cash. Even if you don't win that, you're in for the 42-inch high-definition television, the Frosty Fridge Recliner. They have weekly drawings. So here is your trivia question if you have not qualified on the Doug and Daddy Show. Oh, yeah, I'm going there. Jimmy Johnson won his 3rd straight NASCAR victory yesterday, you geeks. There is only one other driver in the history of the sport to win 3 straight titles. Who is that driver? 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. We are back after this. Good luck.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
When it comes to restaurants, some search engines get you lost in all the links, but not Yahoo Search. To prove it, we switched Bob's Google page with Yahoo and brought mariachis into his office.
What the?
Now Yahoo Search brings you even more info from sites you trust, like City Search and Sagat.
Try searching a restaurant on your city.
Whoa, those results have photos, ratings, phone numbers?
Even says live music.
Switch to Yahoo Search and get straight to your answers. Start now at yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, let's see. Progressive is more than just cascading waterfalls and lush green gardens. It's all your auto insurance wants and needs, like the chance to save hundreds and the fact that we're there for you 24/7 to answer any questions. And they're not answered by magical nymphs, but by licensed agents, which is nice. Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
May I have your attention, please? The Big Apple Sports Bar would like to once again introduce you to the original and really the biggest TV in Kearney, possibly the state. The 7-foot by 13-foot HD projection screen TV. You have got to see it to believe it. So get to the Big Apple and check out this TV for all the Husker and NFL games this season. Enjoy great food and drink specials while you watch this huge TV. Only at the Big Apple Fun Center in Kearney. Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area today with some partial sun possible in spots as well. We also can still see some flurries or sprinkles early with a high of around 44. North winds will stay at 5 to 10. For tonight, we'll stay partly to mostly cloudy with a low near 27. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We got ourselves a winner, Derek.
We do. Troy Carney from Kearney, actually.
The answer that the only other man to win three consecutive NASCAR titles, or whatever it was called back then. Hale Yarborough.
Should I do it for you?
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Oh, God. Doug loves it.
Punching. Would you tell me something that makes me feel a little bit better?
I'm going to tell you about Curb. They want you to fall in love with your home all over again to bring out that hidden beauty you once saw when you chose your home. Find that Curb appeal again. Now it's time to get your home or business looking hot again. So come spring, all you have left to do is pick what flowers, shrubs you want to go in those landscapes, edgings that they supply. You want to complement the color of your home or business? Well, Curbit wants you to know they are continuous and free-flowing landscape edging, which allows smooth, graceful curves, straight straightaways, and round circles that add beauty and value to your home. It is low maintenance, adds definition, and is guaranteed for up to full 5 years. So go to Curbit.net, pick up that design you think will work, and go get that free estimate Matt and the gang are waiting for.
Well, I'll tell you what, Daddy, tomorrow on the program, no Bo Pelini press conference this week, but I think maybe it's Sean Callahan time. Stu Pospisil is going to join us also to talk about the state football championships, and we will hear from the coach some of his comments from today's press conference after the game as well. Joe Gans named the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week. UNK basketball tonight. Let's see what else that we didn't touch on.
I think
yet,
Joe was lucky that Graham Harrell and Sam Bradford were off.
Husker volleyball, nice win. They are at fourth-ranked Texas, 3-4, battle Wednesday night. And that game also will be televised on ESPNU. So that's what's going on Wednesday night. Tri-City Storm 1-1 over the weekend. They get a nice road overtime win on Friday, but Chicago comes in and thumps them around on Saturday 6-2. Now they play Waterloo this week. They go there Friday, and then the teams will come back here, and the same teams will play on Saturday. So that's what's going on there. And, of course, tonight, Monday Night Football, Buffalo Bills take on who? The Cleveland Browns. And where can you watch the game and enjoy great food and drink specials? The Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island, from kickoff to close during Monday Night Football. $2 you call it. That's right. Anywhere in the house, you're playing some Keno, you're watching some football, and you're slamming some $2 beverages, you call it. It's the best place to watch sports in town with their 15 high-definition televisions, great food and drink specials, and, of course, every day at lunch, they've got a special for you as well. And whether it's Monday Night Football, college basketball is going now, college football going every single night of the week, it seems like there's always something going on at the Chicken Coop. Tonight, Monday Night Football, $2 you call it.
Derek's got his little Roscoe Parrish jersey on, and he's ready to go for tonight.
I am ready to go. I'm ready to watch Buffalo pull themselves out of the massive division-losing crap slump that they've been in. Good Lord.
Got a quick email here before we get out of here. Hey, Doug, just wondering if Dallas will be in the top five for power rankings later this week since they finally won a game. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Washington hasn't been and will continue not to be in my power rankings, Daddy. Philadelphia Eagles, you are sad. But you know what? Cincinnati petitioning the league to get into the NFC East. They took the Giants to overtime. They took the Eagles to overtime. How'd they do against Dallas? Oh, that's right.
Took care of business.
They gave them a game, though, and Dallas did win. They lost them all, but that's the bottom line. And boy, Rams, thanks for making us feel good for a week and having Steven Jackson roll up 40 when he went against me in fantasy. Jerks.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot more football talk, and it'll be interesting to see how the rest of the day shakes out with a lot of...
This just hit for Vegas. The final score, Pittsburgh 11 and San Diego 10. We want to thank the folks for joining us on the show today. Hastings College football coach Paul Merkowitz. Also, state championship volleyball coaches Kurt Cole of Giltner and Karina Wick from Ravenna. Tomorrow, the new head volleyball coach at Hastings College, who will be named. We will be joined by he or she on the program tomorrow, as well as Stu Pospisil and Sean Callahan.
Yes! We'll see you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.